An American father has decided to play matchmaker by posting a newspaper ad hoping to find his three sons nice dates during a family holiday. He and his family from Oregon in the United States are spending the new year in New Zealand. They advertise for parents of single New Zealand women to contact him in order to arrange some introductions during their visit. Neil has revealed he has received over 200 responses to his ad. Now, what do you think about this? Will it be lonely this Christmas for some of your when we say children, obviously, you know, children who are of adult age, adult children we're talking about. And would you be tempted to interfere? Liz Kennedy and Niamh Horan, the commentators, with us this morning. Morning, Liz.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. Morning, Niamh.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think, Niamh?
Look, I think for some reason I think it's a bit more acceptable because it's a father and his three sons. I think if it was a mother and her three daughters, it might be seen as a bit pushy or guys would be like, ugh. But I actually think girls could see this as quite endearing and just quite amusing. And I think it's a nice thing. I don't think that it's in any way of a serious thing that he's the father is getting involved with his three sons. He's probably trying to get their act together. I think for some reason, I think it would be a bit more sinister if, you know, a son or a daughter were constantly bringing home people and the parents just didn't like them. They just didn't take them and nobody was good enough for their son or daughter, which often happens in homes and you can't really put your finger on it or kind of, you know, complain to your parents. But this is done in a very overt way. This is kind of done in a very kind of tongue-in-cheek way. And it's a bit of fun to have these three sons, you know.
Liz?
So it's okay to advertise your sons internationally, but it wouldn't be if it were your daughters. I was shocked when I heard about this story. I thought it was kind of veering towards the territory of when you're standing at the pyramids and the camel owner offers your husband several camels for his wife kind of thing. I was shocked by it. I looked up the nice picture of the guys and all of that and thought, I suppose the father did it from the best of motives, but it's a horrible thing to be touting your children on. I mean, you make the point, Stephen, obviously they are adult children, but even so, to be touting your children online and just saying, you know, come and meet my sons, they're marriageable, they're handsome, they're this, they're that. There's something very kind of archaic about that, is there not?
Come on, I think there's a lot of serious stories in the news, and for a bit of lightheartedness this time of the year, I think it's quite tongue-in-cheek. And also, I think they might...
But tongue-in-cheek, Niamh, I mean, you've already said if it were women, it would be a different matter. How can you find it acceptable for men?
I just think it would be seen as a bit more pushy if a mother did it about her daughters. I don't know, that's my personal opinion. But all I'm saying is that they might find that they might get some nice girls that will come out of the woodwork and say, yeah, I'd like to go on a date with your son. It's kind of done in a very funny, lighthearted way. It breaks the ice. They might be pleasantly surprised and meet a nice girl out of it. They might even get a reality show out of it.
You keep saying nice girls. Is that the criterion for young women, that they have to be nice girls?
Well, yeah, I would hope so. If my son was going out to meet somebody, I'd want him to meet a nice girl. Oh, God, if I was going out to meet a guy tomorrow morning, I'd want him to be nice. So, cheaper. I think that's the very basic level, no?
That just sounds really patronising to talk about nice
really,
girls.
Wow, we've gotten to that stage where I'm not PC because I call something is nice a japers. Like, I can't even argue with that. All I'm saying is that
surely if these young men have any gumption, they would be out meeting potential partners for themselves, whether male or female, surely.
But maybe they don't want to go on social media sites and dating sites that are a bit shallow and just constantly swiping right, and this is a bit more of a quirky way of doing it. And it's thinking outside the box.
Well, what
like
if
the guy that went and got a job by standing with a placard saying, can I have a job?
What if they do need a little bit of help, Liz? What's wrong with dad giving a little bit of help? Trying
well,
to find his three sons.
We're talking about grown men, Stephen.
Yes.
We're talking about grown men who might actually be able to go out and speak to people. That is the problem with what I'm afraid I have to use the word snowflake generation, that they can't even organise their own potential sex lives, shall we say. Partnerships of any kind, their parents have to do it for them. I mean, surely to goodness, once our family are up into their 20s, almost 30s, we can rely on them to be able to take over.
I have to say I feel sorry for guys of the generation because I've been out in pubs and nightclubs. I've seen guys try and approach girls and they can get quite cold reception sometimes. It's a really tough thing to do.
Surely that's the women's fault, Niamh.
Yeah, well, yeah, I do think it actually is pretty harsh out there now, especially in this day and age. And I feel sorry for any guy going up to try and chat up a girl now.
One of our founder members still hasn't gone away from Christmas, unfortunately. Hasn't put the phone down for Christmas. Norman and Bangor, good morning.
Morning, Stephen. Happy Christmas to you and all the team and Radio Officer.
And a happy Christmas to you.
Stephen, I would not interfere in my children who they want to date whenever they're
on you, Norman.
Team, so I wouldn't.
Why not? Why wouldn't you give a little bit of a helping hand?
I would.
And are you not interfering anyway in all the rules of your house being imposed on your children?
No, that's the parents' responsibility to look after their children, to keep them safe.
Now, we're talking about adult children here now, aren't we?
Yes, I would advise.
But why wouldn't you push them into a wee date now and again?
No, not online, because you don't know who you're dating online. They can go out and find a girl themselves, so they can't. I would advise them about dating online.
But if it was somebody you knew, would you advise them? Would you say, look, come on, there's a nice person?
I would say, there's a nice girl, why don't you ask her out on a date? But I wouldn't push him in there. It's up to him to ask the girl, not for me to ask.
Would you put an ad in the paper like this guy in the States did?
No, I would not, Stephen. If I can't find a girl with all the thousands of single girls that's out there in this world, if they can't get a girl, well, then there's something wrong with them. So there is.
Well, I firmly believe, Norman, that it's up to parents to completely probably disapprove of most boyfriends or girlfriends that their children bring home. You open the door to them, you give them a nice cup of tea, and you hope that your child is not going to settle with that particular person.
Wow.
Yes, you advise him. I've advised my son, but he doesn't listen, so I don't bother anymore. So I don't let him her away, whatever he wants to do. If he fancies a girl and he wants to marry that girl, well, that's up to him. I would say, personally, I don't think it'll work out. But then they don't listen. So they don't. And that's why marriages don't last nowadays, because they don't listen to the advice their parents give them.
But you give the advice anyway, Norman.
Leave for him?
Look, I think your caller there was saying that nobody's good enough for their son or daughter. Yeah. I think that's the biggest problem nowadays, whoever you bring in the door, that people aren't good enough. And I know I'm probably going to be killed for saying this, but probably...
I would welcome any girl into my house, so I would.
Norman.
And I wouldn't judge her, so I wouldn't.
Norman, did you need any help dating your wife?
My mother arranged my date. She was at the city hospital. And my wife was at the city hospital and she brought her out to the car to me. But I knew.
Well, there you go. So your mother set up your mother was a matchmaker.
Yes, but I knew when I seen my wife, the first time I seen her, that she was a girl for me.
How did you know?
49 years later, we're still here together.
Aww. How did you know?
So we are. Well, you just know. Your inner system tells you. Well, it's the right girl for you, or well, it's not the right girl for you.
You instantly fell in love. She tried to run away,
yes.
And
yes,
you
nice
ran after her.
Yes, nice threw a rope around her and pulled her back. Well done, Stephen. you know when the right one comes along, so you will.
Might go away for me yet. Norman, thank you. Liz and Niamh, thank you very much indeed.
Stephen.